Greetings and welcome to Monday Mastery Moment, a moment where we elevate our consciousness and connect our thoughts and behaviors to the witness of the divine power of God for our professional success as leaders. Thank you for joining me. I'm thankful for your participation and presence in this time of dedicated and facilitated prayer. The aim here is to connect our higher level of consciousness with our natural reality as we grow as industry leaders. I'm praying with and for world-class leaders, day ones, one of ones, culture shapers, world changers, empire builders, history makers, kingdom catalysts, gatekeepers, moguls, and innovators. Together, we are releasing anxiety, increasing our productivity, improving our conditions, giving ourselves options, and growing closer in relationship to God through the power of prayer. In this space, you are welcomed. You are safe, supported, valued, and you are appreciated. Thank you for joining me. I am Dia Marie. I am the Lux Ambassador. I advise C-suite executives in mastering the transition from employee to driving the development and deployment of an attainable vision and sustainable value as an employer. I am the woman that takes you to the next level. Today, we honor the strategy of aligning your external culture with your internal culture as a leader. Evaluate areas where you see groupthink and a divergence from creative and innovative thinking, being able to be present and promoted and not just as acceptable, but useful as well. Work to ensure the inconsistency in the culture you are exhibiting both internally and externally are corrected and aligned so that it doesn't become debilitating. If not, you risk the inconsistency across an organization becoming fatal for your corporate growth and development. Now, with your mind free of the noise of your day, take a moment to become in direct and intentional alignment as a limitless being. God is omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. Fully and genuinely commit yourself to be actively present in this prayer, petition, connection, conversation, experience. Center yourself right now, right here in this special moment. Join me in prayer and intentionally quiet your mind. Silence your urges to be distracted. Now release yourself to God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Let us pray. God, we thank you. We honor you. We love you, oh God. We adore you. We adore you, God. We praise you. We honor you. We exalt you. We lift you up. We magnify you above all else, oh God. We come to you with thanksgiving in our heart. Thanksgiving for this day. Thanksgiving for breath. Thanksgiving for another opportunity to be before you, to speak with you, to listen to you, to be guided by you, to be instructed by you, to be moved by you. God, we thank you for being a part of your plan. We thank you that you have put us in a position, in a place, given us an opportunity to lead, God. We don't take that for granted, God. We thank you. Whether we are leading from the back, we are leading from the front, or we're leading from the side, God, you created us to be leaders, and these here, your leaders, have come before you. God, on today, we are praying to you about vision casting. God, we need your help to restructure, reinvent, reevaluate, revisit, and retrace the steps we have taken in the past, as we begin to blend them with our present knowledge and gathered intelligence, insight, and introspection. God, we need your help. We need your help. As we prepare this month this week, this day, for how this year should go and how we should move, how we should operate, how we should take steps forward in your beautiful light. God, we need your help as we share that with others, as we share the vision that you have given us with others, whether it be for their help, for their support, for their talent, for their engagement, for their participation. God, we need your help. We can't do it by ourselves. We need you, oh God. We need you to show us the way. Tug on our memories. Bring them to the forefront, the ones that will help us, God, to be consistent, to be disciplined, to be motivated, to take action, to design, God, the vision, to design the words, God, to express it, to design the opportunities to share it. God, help us. God, help us. In the same way that you helped Jesus, as Jesus went about sharing the vision for what was going to happen through his resurrection, as he prepared the people for the work that was ahead, oh God, give us that same power, that same strength, that same insight to share, God, to inspire, to motivate, to prepare, to put people in place, oh God, that will carry out the vision. Help us to identify those people that will help us carry the vision forward. Help us to find the finances, oh God. Help us to find the opportunities, oh God. Help us to find the tools, God, the software, God, the finances, God, the people, God. Help us, O Lord. We're seeking your guidance, your direction, O God. We make it plain that we cannot do it by ourselves, but through your guidance, your direction, we can, O God. We can make the vision plain so that people can run with it. Help us to make it plain. Help us to help people desire the buy-in, desire participation. Give us the strength, God, when we're tired, when we're exhausted, when we're confused, when we're lost. Help us to interpret and translate so that we can make it clear what it is that you have for us and then how we are to move it forward, God. We know every beautiful and wonderful gift comes from you, and that includes the gift of being able to see our way forward, being able to have a vision. We don't take that lightly, God. Because we know with every vision comes responsibility, comes work, comes diligence, comes discipline. And we honor that, God. We honor our commitment to being the leaders that you have called us to be in the way that you have called us to be, the way you have designed us, the way you have created us. The experiences that you have given us. And now we know that you are calling it out of us, God. You're calling us forward. Now help us to make it plain to those that will help us get there. Help us, oh God, as we restructure, reinvent, reevaluate, revisit, and retrace our steps that we've taken in the past that we can look back on, oh God. And we can see where you were. We can see where you were, oh God. And we can also identify where you're taking us with our very present knowledge. The intelligence that we're gathering, oh God, the insight that we have and the introspection that we've done over the last few weeks, few days, few months, few years, oh God. Help us to make it plain. Help us to see it so clearly that we can define it, that we can describe it. We can share it and we can live it, oh God. We thank you now. We praise you and we look forward to the work that you'll do in us. We look forward to the work you'll do through us. We look forward, oh God, with your help. We look forward. Amen and amen. Psalm 66 and 19 says, but truly God has listened. God has attended to the voice of my prayer. I declare blessings in your soul, mind, body, work, workspaces, and platforms. I declare that you are blessed when you come and where you go. I declare you will have peace with your colleagues, coworkers, subordinate staff, and executives. I thank you, God, for your covering your believers in meetings, on travel, and in the execution of their daily tasks. Ashe and amen. May God bless your pursuit of the next highest level of success and keep you safe from harm, evil, danger, and overzealous authorities. Peace to you, my friends. Please tell your friends to subscribe to Monday Mastery Moment on any podcast platform of their choice, including but not limited to Spotify. Let's keep starting your week together in a moment of dedicated prayer. Enjoy a blessed day and a completely wonderful week. You have mastered this moment. Be blessed and be a blessing. Amen. Amen.